When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin bounces off that critical $31,000 support after Bank of America reportedly greenlights Bitcoin futures trading. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here, Bank of America approves Bitcoin futures trading for some clients, according to CoinDesk. And as Glassnode Analytics points out, Bitcoin is currently trading near the lows of a significant on-chain volume node between prices of $31,000 and $34,300. Over 1.86 million Bitcoin have transacted on-chain, equivalent to 9.93% of the circulating supply. This is now convincingly the largest realized volume cluster since $12,000. Also in today's show, Ethereum could settle $8 trillion in transactions this year, as new data from Messari points out. In quarter two 2021, Ethereum settled $2.5 trillion in transactions. This represents 65% quarter over quarter and 1,490% year over year, and puts Ethereum on pace to settle $8 trillion this year in 2021. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you a rare bullish Bitcoin signal, which has finally appeared. As the Moon Carl points out, the Bitcoin difficulty ribbon compression indicator just started pumping for the first time in this bull cycle. Historically, a very bullish sign. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper stands by his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction and says it's a modern inflation hedge thanks to constant US dollar printing. That's right. In a new interview, he was asked if he's sticking by his price predictions and how certain he can be given the recent negative movements in the market. And he responded, "Yes, I stand by my prediction, 250,000 per Bitcoin by the end of 2022 or early 2023. We have had many ups and downs and will continue to, but the global trusted, decentralized, frictionless, open, transparent Bitcoin will become increasingly popular as more and more applications evolve." I'll be breaking down the highlights from this interview. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And
real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin continued to bounce off of that 31,000 support during Friday, and fresh data reinforced the importance of the current price levels. That's also currently the floor of this morning here on Saturday. As you can see, looking at this Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin repeatedly testing, but so far not breaking through $31,000 on Friday or Saturday, and a late surge to near $32,000 then entered as unconfirmed reports surfaced that Bank of America had given the go-ahead for Bitcoin futures trading. As Walter Bloomberg shares with his 332,000 followers right here, Bank of America approves Bitcoin futures trading for some clients, according to CoinDesk, and the responses have been pretty positive. Greg wrote, "Back to $60,000, we go." Let's go. And Gringo points out, yes, Bank of America, one of the most powerful central banks, comes to the rescue to save Bitcoin, one of the most powerful decentralized forces. Makes perfect sense. Market participants held mixed opinions about the short-term outlook, with popular trader Mikhail van de Pop noting on Thursday that 31,000 was something of a final frontier for Bitcoin. If we lose it, then 29,000 or even 24,000 would logically be next. And fellow trader Crypto Ed also appeared undecided on the day. Earlier in the week, he argued that Bitcoin could stage a shock rebound and hit its range highs of 42,000 before reversing downward yet again to challenge $30,000 support. Checking out his original tweet here, call me crazy, but 42,000 before 30,000. And now according to his new update here, Bitcoin making new lows is invalidating the idea of continuation of that bounce. I still think the US dollar should see a pullback, but it's doubtful that such will move Bitcoin to 42,000. Maybe there's no hidden play in the charts and Bitcoin is just terribly weak and I was crazy. Meanwhile, new data showed considerable on-chain activity having occurred at the current price levels. According to on-chain monitoring resource Glassnode Analytics, 9.93% of the Bitcoin supply moved between $31,000 and $34,300, a clear zone of interest for both buyers and sellers, as they share right here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin is currently trading near lows of a significant on-chain volume node between prices of $31,000 and $34,300. Over 1.86 million Bitcoin have transacted on-chain, equivalent to 9.93% of the circulating supply. This is now convincingly the largest realized volume cluster since $12,000, as you can see right here on your screen. Now, previously, Cointelegraph noted that 30,000 itself forms an important level in the minds of both small and large traders whose behavior has flipped from a sell to a buy mentality in the recent weeks. And a look at altcoins, meanwhile, underscored the lack of bullish sentiment across the crypto markets as the week came to a close. Most of the top 50 coins by market cap saw heavier losses than Bitcoin, these reaching up to 12% amid an absence of price triggers. Meanwhile, Ethereum was heading to a crucial support zone of its own of around $1,800, and the start of a new accumulation period was now very likely, according to crypto analyst Mikhail van de Pop. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, Ethereum could settle $8 trillion in transactions this year, and I share what's behind this surge, as well as a rare bullish Bitcoin signal, which has finally appeared, as well as Tim Draper stands by his $250,000 per Bitcoin price prediction and says it's a modern inflation hedge thanks to constant US dollar printing. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin pretty even for the day, trading just below 31,500. We have Ethereum down 0.67%, trading just under $1,900. We have Binance Coin down 2%, trading at $300. Cardano down 2%, trading at $1.16. Polkadot down 3%, trading at $12. And Chainlink down about 1%, trading just above $15. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. New numbers from crypto data firm Messari show the Ethereum network settled $2.5 trillion in transactions in the second quarter of 2021. Messari senior research analyst Ryan Watkins says the numbers suggest that the blockchain is now on track to hit $8 trillion in transactions by the end of this year. As he points out here, in quarter two, 2021, Ethereum settled $2.5 trillion in transactions. This represents 65% quarter over quarter and 1,490% year over year, and puts Ethereum on pace to settle $8 trillion in 2021, as you can see right here on your screen. Now, Watkins says that the surge is primarily due to a boom in decentralized finance, as well as stablecoins. Between April and June, decentralized exchange volume reached $405 billion, marking an increase of 117x year over year, an 83% increase from the first quarter numbers. Outstanding loans and lending platforms also increased by 44% over the quarter, according to Messari's quarter two 2021 DeFi review. Messari adds that the rollout of layer two scaling solutions on Ethereum will immensely scale DeFi sectors, quoting him here. The most anticipated launches of these solutions are optimistic rollups, which allow thousands of transactions to be bundled into a single rollup block. Meanwhile, stablecoin market cap reached $107 billion in quarter two, up by 803% year over year and 70% since quarter one. The digital assets facilitated $1.7 trillion in transactions throughout the quarter, representing an increase of 1,090% year over year and 59% since quarter one. So as you can see, the Ethereum as well as decentralized finance volume is surging like a mofo, the DeFi volume of transactions in the past 6 months alone has grown 3x and is at all-time highs and currently going parabolic, and I would expect this trend to continue, as Massari points out. Now, before I share this rare bullish signal, which has finally appeared, that the Moon Carl points out right here, as well as Tim Draper standing by his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction and says that it's a modern inflation hedge thanks to constant US dollar printing. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.3 trillion with $59 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance is 46.3% with the Ether dominance at 17.1% and the current Bitcoin market cap at $590 billion with the Ether market cap at $218 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have XEM up 14% trading at 16 cents, FTT up 11% trading at $26, SushiSwap up about 10% trading at $7, and Ravencoin up 7% for the day and about 20% for the week trading at 6 cents. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have AXS down about 18% trading at $18.83, ThorChain down 10% trading at $4.24, and Stacks down about 10% trading at $1.02. Now out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins in particular are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 15 in extreme fear, which is as low as I've seen it in quite a while, and last month was a 26 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD buy that freaking dip, and when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A rare bullish Bitcoin signal, the difficulty ribbon compression has started pumping for the first time since the bull run started. As pointed out by Bitcoin analyst on Twitter, the Moon Carl, the difficulty ribbon compression seems to be going up for the first time since the bull run started. As the Moon Carl points out here, the Bitcoin difficulty ribbon compression indicator just started pumping for the first time in this bull cycle. Historically, very bullish sign, as you can see on your screen, brought to you by Glassnode Analytics. The indicator is a measure of the moving averages of Bitcoin mining difficulty. The mining difficulty metric can be calculated by estimating the number of hashes for mining a block. Now, to properly quantify these values, the Bitcoin difficulty ribbon compression uses a normalized standard deviation. Higher values have historically been associated with the price moving up, while lower values suggest a downwards trend. Now, here's what the chart looks like for the Bitcoin difficulty ribbon compression in the past decade. As you can see right here, this graph reveals some interesting features about this indicator. It does seem like the difficulty ribbon compression has a historic relationship with the Bitcoin price, and it looks like when the value of this indicator drops very low, Bitcoin hits a low on the curve, and when it rises, like it's doing right now, the price also moves up. However, there's something to consider here. The indicator is a measure of the mining difficulty, and right now the world hash rate is facing some special circumstances due to the recent China crackdowns. After massively dropping for a while, the global Bitcoin hash rate has started to go up again as miners migrate from China to other countries like the United States. This should mean the difficulty would go up quickly as the usual mining firms start their operations again. Such a ramp up in difficulty might look like what the chart is showing right now. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin price, which is currently at around 31,500 at the time of this recording, down 4% in the last 7 days. And over the last month, Bitcoin has dropped almost 17%. In value. Now, some analysts are predicting a very bullish month in August after a very bearish month here in July. Now, this chart is showing the trend of the crypto's value over the past 6 months. You can see we've been going down from all-time highs of almost 65,000 to lows of about 28,800, which is the current floor. Now, Bitcoin's price continues to be range-bound as the crypto remains stuck in the $30,000 to $35,000 range. It's unclear when Bitcoin might escape these levels, in which direction it might go next. If the difficulty ribbon compression is anything to go by, Bitcoin's price might be seeing an increase soon. But on the other hand, due to the special mining conditions, the rise in value of the indicator might not directly translate to the price this time. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Are you short-term bullish or bearish on the king of all crypto? And before I break down our final story of the day, Tim Draper standing by his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction and says that it's a modern inflation hedge thanks to the constant US dollar printing. And I break down the latest highlights from his most recent interview. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 840 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsJess.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper was recently interviewed. Here are some of the highlights from this interview. Are you standing by your predictions, and how certain are you feeling given the recent negative movements? Yes, I stand by my prediction. $250,000 per Bitcoin by the end of 2022 or early 2023. We have had many ups and downs and will continue to, but the global trusted, decentralized, frictionless, open, transparent Bitcoin will become increasingly popular as more and more applications evolve. Now, what should investors remember here that they will tend to forget in all the furor around the dip? Bitcoin represents freedom and trust to me. Many people around the world are already benefiting from the economies that can be built around Bitcoin. These small movements are nothing compared to the constant degrading of the Nigerian or Argentinian currencies, and the government keeps printing dollars. Bitcoin is a modern hedge against inflation, shared Draper. Now, what lessons do we need to learn from all of this? Technology ultimately prevails through fits and starts, Draper said, though blame has and will be cast, as Elon Fudd puppet Musk primarily and now perhaps Elizabeth Warren, and there has been a confluence of events that led to some negative price movements for Bitcoin. Now, Tim Draper has confirmed his bullish take on the near future of Bitcoin, saying that Bitcoin will be getting massively popular as its adoption will be growing. In particular, Draper stated that Bitcoin is about freedom and trust. That's right. The particularly string effect made by Bitcoin has recently been felt by Argentina and Nigeria, as per him, where the local currencies have been constantly devaluing. He also recently shared this. This is really well written. Even I understand it. Bitcoin to $100,000. Why it's happening now. So as you can see, the billionaire venture capitalist is very bullish on the king of all crypto, predicting a $250,000 Bitcoin price by the end of 2022 or early 2023. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tim Draper and his price predictions in the comments right down below. And the article points out that hyperinflation is already here. You just haven't realized it yet. Instead of losing the country, the Fed will make the switch to a new financial system mid-flight, most likely to a centralized digital currency, causing the wealth disparity to widen to record highs. Blade Runner and the Hunger Games will look silly in comparison. Escaping the system through Bitcoin and Ethereum, therefore, will afford us opportunities of unparalleled gravitas. Fundamentals don't change during market volatility. The crypto winter isn't here, and this is why the Bitcoin price is still going to $100,000 in 2021. I agree 100%. In fact, I feel that that prediction is very conservative and that we can still hit $220,000 before the end of this year, as Max Keiser predicts. And speaking of Max Keiser, Bitcoin solves Malcolm X's dream. I told America's black community to load up on Bitcoin in 2011. If they had, they'd be able to buy the white community by now, said Max Keiser, host of the Keiser Report. Bitcoin also eliminates the hidden tax killing the middle class. No American is safe from inflation. Inflation occurs when the government prints more money and creates less stuff. It affects the middle class communities the most, but Bitcoin fixes all of this. And this is why Bitcoin is heading to $100,000 and why it's happening now. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin bounces off that critical $31,000 support after the Bank of America reportedly green lights Bitcoin futures trading. Also in today's show, Ethereum could settle $8 trillion in transactions this year, and I shared what's behind this surge. Also in today's show, I shared a rare bullish Bitcoin signal, which has finally appeared as the Moon Carl spots right here, the difficulty ribbon compression indicator. Also in today's show, we discussed Tim Draper standing by his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of 2022 or early 2023. It says Bitcoin is a modern inflation hedge thanks to constant US dollar printing, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com
/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?